This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A car ramming attack wounded several people, including four police officers, in the Flashpoint Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem Sunday, police said, adding the attacker was shot. After the vehicle ramming attack in the district, the scene of weeks of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli security forces, the assailant was shot by officers, a police spokesperson said, without giving details on the attacker's condition. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday an end to 7 days of hostilities with Gaza militants was not imminent, despite diplomatic moves to restore calm. Netanyahu said in a televised speech, quote, "Our campaign against the terrorist organizations is continuing with full force," end quote. He added they're acting for, quote, "as long as necessary to restore calm and quiet," end quote, to Israeli citizens, saying that it will take time. All of this comes as at least 33 Palestinians, including 8 children, were killed Sunday in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza in the worst daily toll since bombardment started almost a week ago, local authorities said. In addition, Israeli airstrike destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's offices in the Gaza Strip. The airstrike came despite calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has passed evidence on terrorist presence in the building to U.S. intelligence agencies. Although no one was hurt, the airstrike demolished an office that was like a second home for AP journalists. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. This is